Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nobody's going to be forced to leave. No, it's just the opposite. This is a great plan. This is a great peace plan. This is a plan that was supported by everybody. I mean, as I said, they're dancing in the streets of many, many countries right now. It's amazing. I've never seen anything like it. No, we're not looking to do that at all.
Yeah, that's the president yesterday talking about preventing people from returning to Gaza. And this morning, if you just Google Israel, Palestinian, or Gaza, and you look at the live pictures, there is a steady stream of what appear to be tens of thousands of people streaming back into the northern end of Gaza. You can see the buildings off in the background and the ocean off to the left there, the Med, and it's quite a sight. It really is, and it gives you hope that they must believe this is going to be a lasting ceasefire. We're fortunate enough to have Stephen Bucci with us this morning from the Heritage Foundation, a visiting fellow in military special ops and defense support and all of that good stuff. Stephen, welcome back. How are you?
I am well. It's good to be back on the show. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I appreciate your time this morning. I'm anxious to get your thoughts, as I would have been asking Jim Carafano this morning, on what happens next? Like, because clearly the U.S. is going to play a role in whatever ends up happening in Gaza in terms of either rebuilding it or securing the peace. Any thoughts on that?
The first real concern is Hamas really going to release the hostages, you know, on Monday? Or thereabouts, at least, as the announcements have touted. To be honest with you, I'm not terribly optimistic that's going to happen. I don't believe Hamas. I think Hamas is a really poor negotiating partner. They lie, they dissemble, and they're desperate. So they're going to try everything to try and survive. So let's say that's not true. Maybe it will happen and will continue. This so-called peace council that the president talked about, that he is going to be the chairman of, is going to have reps from, you know, other Arab countries, Israel. If Hamas is being disassembled, I don't know if they're going to have a rep there or not, or is someone else going to advocate for the positions of the Palestinians there. That has to be sorted out. That part was left pretty vague, yeah. As has who's going to move into the area to maintain peace, to make sure either individuals or small groups don't continue to do violent acts, even if Hamas proper is completely disappears. So lots of questions to be answered, as one would expect, you know, when one of these kind of agreements that's going to be this complex is being announced.
I think it's a great point. Stephen Bucci with us from the Heritage Foundation. I voice those same concerns in terms of trusting Hamas. I have a hard time believing they're going to change their colors. They've called for the elimination of Israel, basically wiping them off the map. Agreeing to lay down their arms, I didn't think that would ever happen, and I guess maybe I'm still not convinced that's going to happen. But if they do get the hostages back, I mean, that'll kind of be telltale. If they give up that bargaining chip, then moving forward, Hamas is in a weakened position, correct?
Yeah. I mean, look, this, I think this is a very positive thing. I think we're going to get at least some of it. You know, they're probably going to release some of the hostages or send back some of the bodies. We're moving in the right direction, but I'm not quite ready to pop the champagne corks and, you know, say, okay, we're good to go. Let's move on to the next issue. I think there's still a lot to be done. I think Israel, as they always are, is going to be very cautious. It's going to be very, you know, look at Hamas with a jaundiced eye as far as their compliance, even though Israel has agreed to do over the top, you know, releasing hundreds and hundreds of convicted criminals, not hostages, from their jails, many of whom have done very violent crimes and had full up trials.
Yes.
And convictions to get them in prison, but they're going to be released now. What about those guys? Are they just going to go home and plant vegetable gardens, or are they going to, you know, find a way to take up arms and continue? I can't even say I'm cautiously optimistic. I mean, I'm still, frankly, in the pessimistic realm about this thing.
I hear you. Although it strikes me, to your point, that every time President Obama or President Biden released one of the detainees from Guantanamo Bay, they ended up back on the field of war at some point. So to your point, I think that's a very solid point. I've got about a minute and a half here. That's not fair to you, but do you have any thoughts on the military interdiction on these drug boats?
You know, my lawyerly buddies are telling me they're not quite sure the legal justification is going to hold up under scrutiny that the administration is using. Look, from Bucci's standpoint, I don't have any problem at all them whacking a bunch of drug smugglers coming to our country who are killing our citizens, especially out in international waters. I think they're just like pirates and they should be treated that way. But I'm not a lawyer, so I can't tell you that's the right answer. That's my gut answer, because these are bad guys. They are terrorists. They are criminals, and they are trying to kill our people. So I'm looking forward. I think this is going to go all the way to the Supreme Court to see if it's legit. And we'll go from there. Yeah. Remember, those people don't have any rights under our Constitution.
Right.
They're not our citizens.
But they're killing our citizens. So, yeah,
exactly.
I agree with you completely. I'm in on the Bucci plan there for sure. All right, Stephen, thank you very much for your time this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me back.
You bet. Yes, sir. Good to get his opinion on that. I'm with him. I'm like, take them out. They're not doing anything good. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.